bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Bellamy, do you need police, fire?
I would not bet she's suing for divorce, because if she's suing for divorce...
The report says Hayden then snuck into a neighbor's house through an unlocked front door.
I would not bet she's suing for divorce.
Yeah, we feel that it's still within the car constitutional rights.
Burn in hell.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast. 4 a.m. on the East Coast, where reality is the bitch, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Through the looking glass we go, where we tell you not only about what's happening in the world, we tell you about you. Coming up this hour, the white majority will end in America by 2050, according to a recent demographic study, and a divorce may be in the future for Tiger and Ellen. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, as we'd like to remind you. Each and every hour, if you are not aware of this, you can be watching our show as well as listening to it. All you have to do is go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and you can watch our live streaming video, and you can listen to our live streaming audio, and you can also access a list of our affiliates all across the country. And also, we're very, very happy to announce that our site is has undergone a redesign and is going to be way easier to navigate. We're also going to have a live news feed on our new website, which will enable us to stay in touch with you guys during the day when the show isn't on, by way of video, by way of photographs, by way of blogs, and you'll be able to check in and comment with us as well. So, you know, the world, man, time waits for no one, baby. This is the new age of the new media, and we're right on top of it on this show. You can also go to Twitter at twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. Mr. Raj Fanin, an Egyptian businessman who does a lot of traveling between our country and Egypt. He is a resident here in the United States, and he joins us on our newsmaker line tonight, talking about a lot of different things, about the changing cultural face of America and this demographic study, Mr. Fanin, about the white majority. First of all, best of the holidays to you, sir.
And to you. Thank you.
And... have you seen the study? I know that it was one of a variety of news items that you and I were talking about.
Well, I saw it say, you said it's a demographic, because in the middle part of this new century, that there is going to be more non-white people in this country. And this is a good day. Well, you say a wake-up call, you know.
A wake-up call for who?
By that I mean a wake-up call for this country, America, to recognize its cultural reality. This country is not going to stop being America, but the different culture and the different people. And the way that the country... it's going to change, you know.
Now, you're a Muslim, correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And do you see the country changing religiously?
Oh, yeah, sure. I see the country is going to change religiously, as you say, because this lady, I saw this news that she wants to bring a Christmas carol back into the schools.
The lady in Redding, California?
I don't know if it's in Reading, but this lady wanted to bring a Christmas carol back into school. And I read the story, I thought, this is, you know, to say the phrase, she doesn't get it. You know, you can say it's time to bring Christmas carol back into school, but really the time now is not so much to bring a Christmas carol back into school, it's to bring more information and more celebration of the... a different kind of religion, Islam, to put Islam more equal footing, you know, with Christianity.
Now, you know Mr. Fanin, you know the sensibility of our country, and the feelings have been very strained at times between the traditional American community and the Muslim community. The Muslim community that we've become aware of. I know that we have many native-born Muslim people, but people who have emigrated here. And is it time, really? Is this a good time to be advocating Islam and Christianity being on an equal footing?
Well, this is a good point, but you must always remember. As my son, Todd, who is my son, he's born here in America. But he tells me, he says that Muslim people have suffered great deal since 9/11, you know, because everybody is suspicious of us, you know, and everybody is thinks we are terrorists, and there's great deal of suffering. So to make up for this and to prepare for this time when the white people, the European American, is no longer in the majority, is to begin to take those first steps in equalizing these religions, you know.
So the Muslim people of America have suffered a great deal since 9/11 because of their being indicted as terrorists, being profiled.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So a way to make up for that is to begin to equalize the two religions. How do you go about doing that in a way, though, that doesn't offend Christians?
Well, not to offend Christians. I don't know if you can, but you have to show these Christians, look at this new story. This is America in 2050. There is not as many white people as there was. There are more people of color. This means there is going to be more diverse, religion, you know, in the country. And so, you see, I don't know how you feel about raising up Islam so that they have equal treating with the Christian, you see.
Yeah.
But you must do it. You must. You must do it because the white people are going away, and there's going to be, my son, this is the browning of America, you know, this is the browning of America, you know, is a play on words, but the country is getting darker, and that means more religion, you know.
But you don't hold out any olive branch to Christians to say, we you know, Islam has to be on more of an equal footing?
Well, no, the olive branch, I don't know what you mean, olive branch. To say to them, Islam, when you sing a Christmas carol, you must have Islam, too. When you talk of Jesus, you have to have Islam, too. And you say, Islam, is there an olive branch there? And the Christians say, we suffered greatly since 9/11. And I don't want to say, you know, but you know what happened.
I'm sorry?
I don't want to say, but you know, things happen, you know. My son, he says, I can't use the word, don't let me talk, I'm choosing.
No, things happen.
Things happen, yeah.
Well, what does that mean, things happen? In other words,
The white majority is going to end in America by 2050. You know that?
Yeah, I know that. You and I were talking about the story. But when you say that you want Islamic religion as a result of the white majority going away to be on more of an equal footing with Christianity in America, and if it isn't, things happen.
No. I do not say if it is. I said it must be. Well, there must be a equal footing of Islam with Christianity. Or, you know, they say all bets are off. You know they say?
I know the saying, all bets are off, yeah.
All bets are off, yeah. My son said, Todd says, Islam must be equal to Christianity or zero. Katie barred the door, you know.
Well, sir, when you use phrases like Katie bar the door or all bets are off, those are, in our society, in our culture, they sound like quasi-threats.
No. It's like, I use the word bastard. You and I have spoken many times that bastard in America is a negative. But in my culture, if you say this bastard, it means just this guy or this woman, you know. Like, if I said to you, the white people in America, these bastards are going to be in the minority I'm not saying they're bad people. It's just a trait.
Yeah, but when you say the white people are going to be in a minority in America by 2050, these bastards are going to be in the minority, it's taken as an insult.
No, but once I explain to you. Yeah, my son said, what part of it's not a bad word don't you understand?
I understand that it's not a bad word to you. I'm just telling you that when you say by 2050, these white people, these bastards are going to be in a minority, people think it's a negative.
No, I understand that. I'm sensitive to that. But we want all Muslims to be treated equal to Christian because the white majority is dwindling and we're going to take over and not take over the government, not take over the... Not to disassemble democracy. No, no, no. America is a great country for democracy. A great country, but we take over in the culture, you know, and so I don't think you understand how poorly we've been treated since 9/11. A few people die, and I know they died in 9/11, and suddenly all Muslim are terrorists. We are coming to the U.S. in great numbers, and, you know, like Todd said, you have to, you know, you've got to do what you got to do, you know.
Well, there you go again. Katie, bar the door. You got to do what you got to do, and all bets are off. Sound like threats.
You know, I have to say, it must be easily offended people. I don't mean a threat. You know,
well, what does that mean? I mean, you say that the Muslims are going to be in the majority, or the...
I didn't say a Muslim. I said a non-white.
All right, non-whites are going to be in the majority, but that means that Muslims should be treated equally, or you got to do what you got to do.
Todd is saying... He's a threat, but not a threat like a bad threat. It says you got to do what you got. It's that you got no choice. That's what I mean.
And you don't think that sounds threatening?
No. These bastards, again, I don't mean that negative, but these bastards who think white culture is going to rule the roost, it's not going to happen, you know. And so
European Americans just better get ready with treating Islam on equal footing with Christianity. Well, I can tell you that even though there may be a minority or a African-American or Hispanic majority, many of those people are Christians.
Well, a lot of them are Christian, yes, but also a lot of them are Islam. So you know you're going to have more Islam, you know, and so you got to do what you got to do. It's like Todd was saying.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I want to get that study out, too. I want to get the story out. 877-876-PHIL. We'll take some of your phone calls for Raj Faneen. He is a businessman living here in the United States, talking about the prediction that by 2050, the white people or the European Americans of America will be in the minority. And that means that it is time to begin to treat Islam and other religions on an equal footing with Christianity. Or you got to do what you got to do. And I haven't clarified that. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
It's Phil Henry Show. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Raj Faneen joining me along with... I think your son Todd is on the line there, huh?
Yes, Todd. Home from school tomorrow is listening to his daddy on the radio.
Here is the story, Raj. White American majority to end by mid-century. The estimated time when whites will no longer make up the majority of Americans has been pushed back 8 years to 2050 because the recession and stricter immigration policies have slowed the flow of foreigners into the U.S. So they had set it at 2042.
Yes, they have, but 8 years is not going to make that much of a difference. By the mid-century, it is going to be a political power shift in this country for people of color, and that's why we say to the white, it's better now than, you know, to get ready for it now, you know.
When we say get ready for it, equal religious standing, holidays.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, a lot of you see these bastards when they have the Easter. This bastard had the.
You know, you got when you say this bastard and you're talking about Easter, okay?
No, it's not an insult.
But it sounds like it.
I don't know. We're not talking about Jesus as a bastard. He's not a bastard. We're saying that the people celebrate Easter a bastard. But even if I said that Jesus is a bastard, I don't mean it that way. You know.
I understand, but even if you said Jesus is a bastard, that would really upset people. So you have to be careful with that.
Well, I know that, but you're getting excited about nothing, you know. And
well, I don't think so, sir. The estimate here is 2050.
Yeah, you know, it's 8 years because on 9/11 they wanted to keep Muslims out, and we got profiled, you know, and they treated, like I said, they treated very badly, very badly. America must make up for this, and the best way to make up for this is to recognize the reality that is about to impose itself on America, and begin to recognize the inevitable, get ready for it, you know, and accept your fate, you know.
See, when you say accept your fate, that sounds very negative.
Everything I said to you tonight, you think is negative, and I think you have a problem with that.
Well, maybe I don't understand the phrasing.
Oh, you don't. There's nothing negative to say accept your fate. This is your fate. That you're going to see a prayer, a mazala, which is the prayer out. You know, you're going to see this. And you're going to see women being more modest. You're going to see this in America. But remember how you treated us after 9/11.
Well, I don't think, sir, that we treated all Muslims in a bad way. I think we had a certain list of people that we were looking at. Here is Chad in Texas. Chad, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fanin as we talk about this story about white American majority. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Mr. Hendry. Hey, thanks for having
yes.
me on.
Yes, sir.
You know, I hear about all this minority majority. You know, I could really care less if there's more black people than there is white people, Mexican people, whatever. My concern is that why is it that us as Americans are being told that we need to be more sensitive to other religions and other people's beliefs? And this right here is an exactly reason why I think that our borders should be closed to begin with now. We allow people from other countries to come into ours for a better life. And I don't understand why that is not enough. For instance, the gentleman that's on the line now, I'm sure he came to this country and started a business because he's seen an opportunity to better his life. I don't think that he looked at America before he came over and said, looks like a good place where I can go and practice my religion and make everybody else sensitive to my religion. If you want to be around people that are sensitive to your religion and your beliefs, then stay in your country.
There's freedom of religion in America.
Is this, you're right.
This is true.
But you're absolutely right.
Also,
if there's freedom, then how come that I'm hearing stories about 8-year-old kids being reprimanded for reading the Bible in class? That kid was not preaching or trying to push his or her religion.
A Muslim child, but there might have been a Muslim child that was nearby that was offended. You know, it's offensive to us for you to do that.
Why would you be offended of Americans reading the Bible in America?
It's too much. After 9/11, you know, you thought we were all terrorists. We were going to kill.
I understand that, and I am sensitive to that. However,
way too much.
It is known. I'm not going to say that it's known, but for the most part, whenever we do see a terrorist attack on the news,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's almost always a Muslim. So, how can you blame people for automatically assuming or being a little bit reserved or scared of that type of person? Now, if I saw Chinese people growing up on buildings, then I would be a little apprehensive to be around Chinese people.
Right.
But it's not.
But you know, you call from Texas, right? You are in Texas?
Yes.
Yes. And you know that they say it takes to secede. Now, that is suspicious of me. If you say I am from Texas and the man said they want to secede, I would say I am suspicious of Texas. They don't have this country's best interest.
Well, that was just the governor talking out of his rear end, okay?
But I don't know that. And this man, he wants to secede, you know. If he, what if he puts a car near an embassy or something like this, you know?
Well, sir, I mean, right, I'm we'll calling from Texas. However, I am an American.
Yeah,
I just happen to be calling from Texas.
Well, you don't want to secede. Because that's what that guy said, you know. He said he wants to secede, and that, to me, that's terrorism, you know, if they want to do.
All right, well, hold on. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
I mean, I don't know, you know, but...
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876 with me, Raj Fanin. And we're talking about the story today about white American majority to end by mid-century. You heard that last gentleman saying he doesn't care. I'm sorry, our number, full number, 877-876-PHIL.
My son said that, you know, you don't give the phone number, right?
Yeah, I know. For some reason, I just stopped it. It's 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And we'll get to phone calls in just a second. You know, with the, I suppose, with the increasing of Hispanic and African-American people, black people will make up 12.2% of the population. Hispanics, currently 15%, will rise to 28%. Asians, 6.6%. Plus the elderly.
Yeah, I saw that, but that's not there. That is a statistic that they will throw in there to make it more palatable, you know, a lot of these bastards who are white, you know, these bastards will say, well, there's still a lot of old people, you know, these bastards are not white people, they are old people. And so... we honor old people, you know, and we love old people, but there's not much they're going to be able to do to keep us from making the changes that we have to make, you know.
Well, what changes do you want to make? You're not going to get rid of Christianity.
No, but people are going to have to be used to the masala, the cult of prayer. D.C., a big Muslim city, Minneapolis, big Muslim city, Detroit, a big Muslim city. And while that is happening, women will be more modest. This is good, you know.
No, but you're talking about, all right, I want to get some phone calls, but you're talking about a changing women being more modest. What about Christian women?
No, Christian women, but women more modest, you know, to put... more modest clothing. They are different practice. Stoning. We don't. I don't want that any more than you do. And Fudd says no one wants this stoning. No one wants stoning.
No one wants stoning, and nobody's going to let stoning happen.
Okay, you know. I hope not. You know.
No, it's not going to happen in America. This is a modern country. This country is the cutting edge. This is the country of the future. We don't do that in our country, okay?
Well, sure, but if a lady is not modest.
That doesn't make any difference. Jack, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fanin.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. You're on with Raj
Fanin. I can't
hardly
hear you, sir.
Can you hear me? Did
yes,
the gentleman hear me?
Yeah, he can
yes,
hear
sir,
you.
Yes, sir. I can hear you, sir. Sir, I, from what I understand, the Muslim people, at least a lot of them, doesn't accept the Christian faith because their God is completely different than the Christian God. The Christians, I'm not a Christian per se, but Christians serve Jesus Christ as God, and their God is... I'm not sure of the name of their God, but they claim that the Christians are infidels and that they're the great savior.
You said impotent?
Sir?
Did you say impotent?
Infidel.
Infidel. Yes. They say they're infidels and that they're the great Satan. And there's a man in the city of Indianapolis, his name's Toby. He is a Muslim. And I run into him riding my bicycle one day, and I've gave him money before. He never bums money from nobody, but he walks all over the city of Indianapolis, and I stopped and seen him, and I said, hey, you need a bicycle like me, Toby.
Do you ever look at this show called The Shift? You ever see The Shift? I love this program. We look at this program.
Never mind The Shift. The gentleman's talking about religion right now.
Well, he is Indianapolis. You're Indianapolis,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, The Shift.
Forget about The Shift. So what? So Jack, you see this. So can you address some of these points, Raj?
Well, first of all, the Muslim God is Allah.
Yes.
And this is our God. Now,
yes.
Allah is the name of God.
Yes, sir.
Christians don't have a name for God. They call him God.
And well, they have many names. The Christian God has many names. They had Allah, Yahweh,
called
many names.
Well, you're not supposed to say. See, you're not supposed to say that. You shouldn't have said that. That pisses off the Jehovah's Witnesses. You shouldn't have said that.
Well, anyhow, I want to ask you another question.
The one that they
I went to shake hands, Toby, and when I did,
Toby
Toby is his name, sir. I went to shake hands with him because I like
him. How are you spelling that?
I don't know how you spell it.
T-O-B-B-Y, I guess. Toby.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
But anyhow, when I went to shake hands with him, he put his hand out in a knuckle like, and some black people do that. So I touched my knuckles to his, and I said, well, I just wanted to shake hands with you, Toby. And he said, this is my Christian hand. He said, black Muslim. And he put it up in the air like he kind of bent his elbow up. And I said, well, I just want to shake hands with you. He wouldn't shake hands with me because he said that was his Christian hand.
Well,
that's all I'm asking.
You have to understand that Toby, I know who he is. He's famous in the Muslim community. He's not playing with the, not playing with the full deck, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he seems to be all right to me. That's all I want to ask, sir.
He's not okay. No, plus he had swine flu 3 weeks ago. He's reluctant to shake hands because of the swine.
Well, he told me it was because of his Christian hand, so I didn't know.
His Christian hand? I wonder his Christian hand.
Well, yes, sir.
Yeah,
he put it up in the air and he said, one hand is my Christian hand, black Muslim. And I said, okay, that was his face.
Well,
thank you, sir.
There's a sin against masturbation, and this is why they say, well, this is my Christian hand, I don't use that hand. And it's very vulgar, I don't wish to go into it.
What are you talking about?
I mean, a certain sin against self-gratification. I say, well, I don't use my Christian hand, and they think they can get away with it, but it's not really the Quran, does not accept that.
This is my Christian hand, so I use the other hand.
Yes.
All right, Jack.
Anything else, sir?
Thank you for your call. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Raj Fanin. Here is Eric. Eric, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask this gentleman where he's getting his facts from on the fact that we're going to be a minority in the middle of this century.
Yes, sir. This is in Associated Press today. White America majority to end by mid-century. This was a different news outlet today. If you look at any of the news agencies.
I have the story here. I think mine's Associated Press, too. Estimated time when whites will no longer make up the majority of Americans has been pushed back 8 years to 2050.
Yes, 2050, no way. The white people, they don't. So that's why I say the whites, they need to start to adjust, you know, to get Islam going, put some of their brothers in the stores.
We have to adjust to everybody else when they're coming to the United States, that we have to conform our lives and our beliefs for everybody else to be happy.
You know, Raj, we need to clarify, just because the majority are people of color doesn't mean that they're immigrants. Many of these people are natural-born Americans.
Well, okay, you know, but you know that, a lot of them though are Muslim, and that's what I mean, you know.
What if we were to take 20 million white Americans, put them in Egypt or Afghanistan, and tell them they got to conform to us? That's not going to happen.
What?
They're not going to take Allah, throw him away, and accept God. And no, and we shouldn't have to do that either.
What
we should not have to conform
Americans
to your belief
nobody.
Because you come to America.
Yeah,
if
but
you have your belief, Allah,
you
that's fine.
You don't have a choice.
Push it on us.
Because
we won't push ours on you.
We're going to be in the majority because there's going to be more of us, you know.
I'm sorry that you're going to be the majority.
I'm not saying that you don't get to worship Jesus, but you have to make room for Allah, you know, and the different modest dress, you know. If your wife,
fine.
I'm sure your wife is very
we're
beautiful,
not make room.
But if she's not,
anybody should make room for anybody. You have yours, we have ours, and if that's the way it's going to be, then that's the way it's going to be. You don't push yours on us, we won't push ours on you.
I don't know, I don't know if you've got a choice, you know.
I don't think you have
a choice. What does that mean, you don't have a choice?
In
America, I've got plenty of choices. This is the land of the free.
Exactly.
I was born a free man.
You were born
I was not born into a democracy or a dictatorship.
You were not born into a democracy. You were born into what, a dictatorship?
No, he said he was born into
a
democracy.
Not into it.
He was born into a dictatorship. He does not want it to turn into democracy.
No, he did not say that. He said he was born into a democracy, and he does not want it to turn into a dictatorship.
It's not going to be a dictatorship if everybody goes according to the program, you know.
The program that you're trying to force on everybody is not what the majority right now wants.
Right now, but the story says
will it
2050
ever be?
Yeah, 2050.
There
we will be in
one
the
God that majority. Everybody in the world agrees on.
Allah.
There are many different beliefs.
Well, you shouldn't get nervous about it because you should not get nervous about it because it's going to be okay. And just all we say is this: you know, you get the day off for this. What do you call Easter? Then you have to give us a day off for some, you know, like, I don't know, but, because we don't have the same kind of holiday.
That's not,
you know.
Then but, you need to conform to Christianity if you want the day off for Easter.
Why do I want the day off for Easter? It's on
why
Sunday.
Should we give you,
hello?
Why should
it's
we
Easter,
just give something
Easter's on,
to you?
Easter,
have you earned
Sunday.
It? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God?
Day off. I think I
do
just said
Allah.
Do you
believe in God?
I just said Allah.
Do you believe in Allah? We believe
right.
in God. So you
yes,
are not going
Allah.
To get
believe,
an extra day
I believe
off.
In Allah.
So you believe
we
in
give
Allah.
God, we give God a day. We give God a name.
You don't deserve it.
We just don't, say,
sorry.
We just don't say, hey, God, you know. But I have
anybody
to tell you, Easter's on Sunday, so you already get the day off. What a dummy.
Hey.
Well, I mean, stop. You know, the guy ought to know that.
All right.
Yes,
thank
I
you very much for your call, sir.
Sunday.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Easter is on a Sunday, right. 877-876-PHIL.
Easter is on a Sunday.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you're all, like, you know, laughing like you think the guy's funny. This guy says, hey, you know, you don't get the day off for Easter.
I know, because it's on a Sunday, and you made that point.
Todd says he's a dumbass, too.
I don't care what Todd says. You made the point. I understand that. And, you know, you're talking about days off. Do you have individual days, you know?
Oh, yeah, we have Ramadan, you know. But Ramadan goes on for week after week after week. And do you think we are so selfish as to take a whole week? No. Just like these bastards, they take Christmas, they take 2 weeks.
No, Christmas falls on one day.
No. It's got, like, you gotta give these bastards weeks off, you know. Otherwise, they jump up and down, you know.
All right. I don't think he understands. Our number is 877-876-PHIL with Raj Fanin here talking with us about the white American majority to end by the mid-century and the cultural, the demographic changes, obvious, the cultural changes, perhaps the religious changes that will ensue. And Raj is talking about, you know, get with the program and the Muslims are going to be, there's going to be a lot of them. And so you better, you know, and get a burqa store going. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast here, and it's already, it's getting close to Friday morning with Raj Fanin, Egyptian businessman who's on our newsmaker line as we talk about the demographic shift. You heard that last caller saying that, you know, you can't push your weight around.
Yeah, but that guy, he didn't like the idea of, you know, there's going to be brown, you know, a lot of brown people. He didn't like it, you know.
Why do you say that?
Because he said, where did you get this story? And I had to read it, and you read this story too. So he didn't want to believe it. And once we said it's true, then he said, well, you know, and so...
What holidays are you saying that Muslims will require as Muslims and Christians get more on equal footing as we head toward the middle of the century where the white American majority will end?
Well, you've got to begin to work into the holidays, Ashura, Lail al-Isra, which is the night of journey, Lail al-Qadr, which is the night of power, the Musala place for the Musala, which is our prayer mat, you know. And right now, I'm very proud to say we've got more prayer mats in D.C. per capita than any town outside of Arab country, out of Muslim country. You know, we got more prayer mats and more Musala going in Detroit. So, you know,
Do you want to see women wearing burqas?
I hope it's not necessary. I hope by the middle of the century, women are going to get with it, you know. But, the American women...
Well, you know, as a democratic society, I don't know how you're going to be able to enforce a lot of these religious concepts that you claim you want. Here is Ashton in Mobile, Alabama. Ashton, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fanin. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. I just wanted to make a comment to the Muslim believer that you have. That here in America... We have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and we can serve whomever we choose to serve. And I'm calling from Alabama, and we have different denominations of Christianity. And everyone is free to believe in whatever God they want to serve. But here in America, we believe in God, Jesus Christ, Father, God.
What about the Muslim? What about the Quran?
I'm not very familiar with Muslim, but from what I've understand and what I've listened to, I do not believe in idol gods. I believe in Jesus Christ, who walked this earth, and I'm just like the Hebrew boys. When they would not bow down to the king, they said they would die before they would bow down to a king or serve some idol god. And that is what we believe here in America. We believe in Jesus Christ, and that's who we will serve. And no,
what do you think of women in a bag? What do you think of the women in a bag?
Women in a bag.
What does he think of the women in a bag? In a burqa? To put the burqa?
I understand his question.
We require our women to be modest and to cover their face and their body with a bag. You going to have a problem with that?
Yes, I have a problem with that. Because in America, our women do not have to cover their faces.
Okay. Look at this bastard, and I don't mean to be disrespectful. I use the word bastard, this guy, you know. The bastard that you nailed, that got nailed to the cross.
Don't use that word when you're talking about Jesus. He's a religious figure, an icon.
It's not a bad word.
It's a bad word here.
The guy that got nailed on the cross, is that God? Yes, I know that you say. Okay, fine. Allah, to me, is the God. Now, everything...
Well, where is your Allah? Has he died on the cross for anybody's sins?
You're not going to like the answer. You're not going to like the answer.
Huh?
The answer is...
Born of a virgin?
He's too smart for that. And the...
What does that mean?
He's not going to get himself nailed to a cross. What's that about? No, what he did is he said, okay, I'm going to come down to, you know, to the prophet. The prophet will tell you this, that, this, that, this, that, you know, put a bag on, all that. And that's where that's at. You know, it's a very easy religion to understand instead of all of this jazz about, you know, he died on a cross and another guy did this. You love it. You love it.
Well, I'm not going to take up much of your time, Phil, but I am a U.S. citizen, a citizen of Alabama, 42 years, and I am a God-fearing man, and there's no way that America will let any foreigners come here and just throw their religion on us and tell us that we're going to have to accept it or we will die. We're not going to do that.
President. There is precedent for it, and I can tell you, there was a guy by the name of John Smith.
Phil Hendry.